Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good stuff.
It's your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Rao Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Time to turn up the volume on your listening devices and pay attention to the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a light show for everyone. It's your resident map of the South, Mars and Little Donna, with my ever so fun loving host, Dr. Princess Odelia. Tonight, we're revisiting a topic we've touched on before, but can never be overdone: teenage suicide. Our younger generation is checking out earlier and earlier, and it seems to be going unnoticed. Their desperate cry for help begs us to stop being judgmental, stop ignoring, and pay attention and listen to them. We have our fitness and health tip and our inspirational corner as well. So, let's do this!
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and speak with me, your host for tonight, Mom Karuna Donna. And maybe, I'm not sure if my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia, is here or not, but hopefully, you know, everything's going all right. She has some family emergency, so maybe she'll pop in later. We'll see. But for all those that are listening to us now, thank you for joining us tonight. So, I thought with school getting ready to open up right around the corner for some of our listeners that have, you know, younger children or those that are going to high school,
that we would revisit a topic that Dr. Chris Odelia and I, we actually talked about a year ago, and it's about teenage suicide. And the reason why I thought this would be a good topic to revisit is because it seems to be going unnoticed. You hear about it sometimes, and then all of a sudden, it just fades back into the background, just like, you know, most of everything else that happens. And it just bothers me that so many of our young generation, our young people, both males and females, they feel like they are so stressed and they are so under pressure that the only relief they can find is to check out, or in other words, commit suicide. The bullying situation in school is at an all-time high. And even though we are supposed to be a society that's supposed to be accepting of different genders, different races, and different statistics or status, you know what? The reality is, I don't care how much people say, oh, yeah, we've come so far as a society as far as accepting certain things. When you look at the rate of how many young people are killing themselves, something's going on. Something really is going on. Something is not right there. Because if we are as accepting of each other as so many want to believe, then why are our young people feeling like the only way out is to end their lives? Have we really gotten that bad as a society that our young people just don't want to even deal with the pressures that, you know, a few years ago, I would say, you know, I would just even say 10 years ago, it was normal. You know, I would talk to some of my friends today, some of the moms that are actually teachers, high school and elementary teachers, and they say the pressure that these kids are under today is unreal. I mean, these kids, even when it comes to the standardized tests that they have to take at the end of the year, they are so stressed out that they're vomiting, you know, physically getting sick. Our young generation, they shouldn't have to be going through this. This is stuff that you should have to deal with when you're in your adulthood, not when you're a child. Your teenage years and your childhood are supposed to be happy times. You're not supposed to be worried about, okay, if I go to school today, what are kids going to say to me today? If I tell my friends that I'm gay, are they going to still accept me? Why are kids picking on me? Because I might be too fat, too skinny, the wrong skin color, my hair's too short, my hair's too thin, too thick, whatever it might be. And this is across the board. To give you an example, earlier this week, my youngest daughter, she just got finished with dance camp. And it was the very first day of dance camp. I was talking to another mother, and she was just upset. I was like, you know, what's going on? What's wrong? And she mentioned to me that her 5-year-old daughter came home crying. She came home crying because someone in one of the dance classes was making fun of her belly, saying that she had a big belly at 5 years old. And her daughter was just really sad. She didn't want to go back to dance anymore. And I'm like, really? You know, stuff like that, when we have our children, it starts at home. We have to start building the foundation, the self-esteem at home. Whoever said this to this little girl, obviously, she's getting the same treatment at home. She's being picked on at home. Something's being said to her, so she's lashing out at, you know, her peers. It started at 5. I'm like, wow, they're getting younger and younger with picking on each other. And we're not talking about just you know, joking picking. We're talking about serious picking where they're picking at, nitpicking about issues, physical appearances. And it keeps going on and on and on to the point where the kids are like, you know what? I don't want to deal with this anymore. 2 weeks ago, I was reading an article about this young man. He had just turned 14. On his 14th birthday, he committed suicide. Reason being, he left a note to his parents. He told his parents, Mom and Dad, I know that you love me. I know that you accept me as being gay. But I get beat up every day at school. I get called names every day at school, and I can't deal with it anymore. I'm tired of living this kind of life. And he ended his life. What are we teaching our younger generation? Really?
Wow. Wow.
Hey, Dr. Princess Amelia, how you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Doing good. How's your family member?
Doing, well, he's the same, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So I appreciate all the prayers.
Well, we'll keep on praying.
Yeah. I please pardon me. I was sitting here and I was talking on my previous call, and the phone died. And then I realized, oh shoot, where's my charge? Oh my God! Because I was telling them I got to get off the phone. I'm getting ready to get on the show. And there you have it. How you doing? How are you today?
Doing good. I do want to tell my listeners and you, Dr. Prince Odelia, there is a storm right now outside, so if we get disconnected, it's because the weather's bad here. But I will call back in as soon as I can. I'm hearing a popping noise in the phone, so I'm like, uh-oh, I might get disconnected. So just heads up, and if all of a sudden it's dead air on my end, you know why.
Oh, wow. Woo!
Yeah.
That's sad. We were just talking about that last night on the Two Public Development Show with Momo B, and we were asking Momo B and Rich Sister, we were talking about how many storms does Florida usually have, and how many earthquakes does California usually have.
Yes.
We were just talking about that last night. So you guys are in a terrible storm, huh?
Yes. The lightning is like Christmas time out here. The sky is lightening up.
Wow. Wow, yeah. That's sad. Well, go ahead. Let's continue with this show. I was listening to what you were saying.
Oh, yes. I thought I heard the phone ring, but I'm not sure. Maybe it was, I don't know. But
probably.
If it was a caller, please call back in. We're not trying to ignore you. I do apologize for that. Dr. Prince Odelia and I were talking about our young people today. They're checking out earlier and earlier.
It wasn't a call. I was trying to let you know that this chick had just showed up.
You know what?
Okay.
You know what? Okay, let's go on with the show. Let's go. I don't want to have an excuse marathon here. So, okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay. But, you know, I was just giving the example of this 14-year-old girl, 14-year-old male. Excuse me. Oh, well, we do have a caller. Okay. Caller, you're on with Ladies First Radio.
This is Rich Sister.
Hi,
hey,
how you doing?
Doing great, and you?
Wonderful.
How are you
all?
Doing great.
So you wanted to come online and talk with us tonight? We always love having you and Momo B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tonight we're talking about our younger generation checking out. Did you have a comment that you'd like to make on the subject?
Yeah, it's just really something else, but definitely I think a big part of the problem is just parents just being more distracted, seem like, in so many ways. And just really the breakdown of the family as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Just seem like.
I agree with that.
That's definitely one big problem.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that, because it's like, you know, there are parents out there that they are trying to do everything that they can to provide for their family, but at the same time, so preoccupied with, you know, working the two jobs or three jobs to try to keep a roof over their head and provide food and clothing for their children, that they forget the most important part, which is being there for their children and actually listening to what they're saying when, you know, they're saying, you know, Mom, Dad, I'm being picked on at school. they shouldn't just dismiss it and go, oh, well, you're okay. You know, I got picked on when I was in school too. Get some thick skin and don't worry about it. I mean, no, actually, they really need to listen and be in tune when their kids come to them and say, I am getting picked on, and this is the reason why.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, what's sad is that a lot of times, unfortunately, with the economic situation and how so many families are suffering financially, they are forced to work. They're forced to be gone. You know, they're trying to keep the roof over their head. And a lot of times we take it lightly. I think last year, though, I shared about my daughter. I think it was last year when she was contemplating suicide. And as she was contemplating suicide, fortunately, we had a show on depression. And because of that show, because of what Oprah had also aired on her show, I listened. If not, I would have thought, you know, girl, you got to be kidding me. Girl, I know you're not serious about that. Mm-hmm. And it could have ended up in a situation like how the young lady, what's her name? Marie Osmond. Absolutely. So it's just, we have to pay attention to our children. And we have to take time. And sometimes it's difficult when you've worked all day and you come back at night and you're just thankful that the lights are on.
Uh-huh.
So that's why it takes a village to raise a family. If not ever before, like it is now, we need the village to help people raise our children. We need help and support. We need community development and support. Otherwise, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation that we end up with more and more cases like what you're describing.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny that you mentioned that, Dr. Principal Delia, because I was actually going to make that same point, that same statement about, you know, it does take a village to raise a child. And like you said, with the economy the way it is, parents are forced to work. So with that being said, it's so important for us to get a strong, positive network of friends that we can tap into, that we know is going to take care of our children or watch out for them, per se. And for example, there is four of us at the studio that, you know, all of our situations is different, but we have bond together so that, you know, if three of us are busy, then there's always going to be one mom around to take care of the other, all four kids. And for the children, it's so important for them to feel safe, that safety net, so that they know, okay, even though mommy or daddy's not here, I know I can go to this person and talk to this person. And with that being said, also, as we do make that network, we have to make sure that we keep the line of communication open between each other in the group and let, you know, all the moms and the dads know what's going on with the child. Because sometimes, you know, our own children don't want to talk to us, but they'll talk to someone else that they trust. And it's not like we're trying to tell, you know, be tattletales on our kids, but if we see something that's a serious issue, we need to voice concern over it and let the parent know, you know, your daughter or your son came to me and they expressed that, you know, this is going on. And, you know, like you were saying, Dr. Francis Odelia and Rick Sister, we can't ignore it. We can't just go, oh, it's okay, you'll be all right. It's just being part of being a kid. No. Things are different from when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Way different.
And you didn't have Facebook.
Right.
Because I tell you that the internet has changed everything. It ain't just you got to worry about the kids in the classroom. What's going up on Facebook for the whole world to see?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is why I really don't like people of a certain age on Facebook anyway. to me, that's an adult thing. They really should require you being 18, in my opinion, at least to be on that.
But how is it going to actually monitor, you know, if the person is actually really 18? Because, you know, these kids today, they smart. They'll get around anything.
I know they can't figure it out. I mean, just as parents monitoring what they do, what their kids do online, because some don't.
Yeah. And I think
it's you know, it's like an invasion of privacy. You're trying to raise your child. You have a child that is going through the 17, 16-year-old syndrome. And, you know, Mom, what are you doing? You're in my private space. And those things are true, you know. I mean, when we were younger, we didn't have those issues.
Right.
Now we do. And so it creates a problem, sometimes a barrier between the parent and the child, because then the child's upset and feels like their privacy is being invaded, and they are in between that stage of adulthood, and then you lose the child, especially these little teenage girls. You kind of lose them, because then, you know, they don't want to tell you anything. So you lose that line of communication that you possibly could have otherwise. It's just, you know, it's tough. It takes a village, and it takes wisdom in parenting. You have to be very, very wise as a parent, understanding what you're going to do, how you're going to deal with your child, in a wise way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I totally agree with all that. It's that delicate balance that you have to find where you're still allowing them to find themselves and be and become adults, but at the same time, monitor what they do.
And showing them that you trust them. I mean, it's a very thin line. It's a very thin line, showing them that you trust them. And let me tell you, you don't have to have this one Facebook account. You can set up all kinds of different accounts. And, honey, these kids get very smart. They're very smart. So they'll go ahead and create a few and tell you, here's one. And that one's the one that has hardly no activity. And then they create another one that's got all the good stuff. Don't get it twisted, and don't let them fool you, baby. Trust me, where there's a will, there's a way, and they know about it.
And I think that the new danger to our kids is that is Instagram, because there's no age limit on that at all. I have friends that their kids have an Instagram account, and these kids are like 6 years old. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a little too young, because they can put all kinds of pictures on there, not realizing that once those pictures are out there in digital world, you can't get them back. They're out there for good.
And not even knowing the dangers of that, what they could be doing. They could be filming their parents, or they don't even understand the danger. They're too young to even realize what they're doing. And then you have these parents that are buying, well, you know, when a parent buys a child an iPhone or a Galaxy, give me a break. You're asking for trouble.
That's not happening.
I know quite a few of my friends who did that. The kids said, oh, did you see my new phone? It's got a Galaxy with full access. Give me a break.
Mm-mm.
For real?
No, you're going to get one
Galaxy
of them. You're going to get one of those phones with the three buttons on it.
The flip phone. You gotta get them a flip phone and call it a day.
Nah. Not even that. They used to have one. They used to have them kitty phones. I don't know if they still have it. It have three buttons on the phone. Where you plug in the number and they gotta call whatever you put in. They ain't getting no phone with that actually do stuff.
It's so interesting, though, how times have changed. I think when I was 17, well, hell, I didn't even come out of pigtails until I was 14. Now at 14, they're walking around with hula hoop earrings on and, you know, nails done, toes done, everything did. And there are no boundaries these days. Absolutely. I think we lost. Did we lose mom too?
We may have. We may have.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
But okay,
yeah.
I'm telling you. But, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, just definitely need
yeah.
to open
up. Yeah, and, you know, go ahead.
No, just really about opening the lines of communication, you know. I mean, parents got to make that time despite their schedules, you know. I mean, you really got
to. It's important for them to make the turn. And also, like I said, you have to have wisdom. And unfortunately, parents these days, I don't know, Rich sister, it skipped a generation as it relates to wisdom.
Yeah,
it
you got
totally
that right.
It skipped a generation, quite a few, I'd add, that as it pertains to wisdom. And you really just have to go within because, where do you find it? You've got the kids, you have children having children, and you have the grandmama is no older. You got a grandmother that's 40. The child is 20. The mother is 20. The grandma and the mother trying to hang out at the club together. You know, and it's just there's no boundary. No boundary at all.
Don't forget great grandma. She the one raising the kids. Why everybody at the club?
No. And half doing that because she had no guidance. She has no wisdom herself.
Yeah.
No wisdom herself, which is sad. I mean, I don't know, and I don't know how old you are, Rick sister, or how old you were when you were going through the 16, 17-year-old stage, but you've got people that are depressed. These kids are depressed. And I think a lot of times, though, now the kids are depressed because the economic situation, the sexual, the lack of sexual acceptance, or I should say sexual preference acceptance, gays. Like, were you on the phone when she was talking about the gays?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, that's sad. But that rate is actually increasing as far as markers as it pertains to homosexuality. You know, and that's sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It's really, really sad. It's really sad. And the kids nowadays, they don't have to be in high school. They're in middle school. They're in elementary school experiencing the situation, having to deal with not just racial acceptance, but also sexual acceptance, sexual preference acceptance. So it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. Yes, hi, caller. Welcome to Ladies First Radio.
Hey, Mama B and Evie.
I know Mama B.
Hello, ladies. Hello, sister.
Hello.
And my dear sister Adelia.
Sister. How are you?
I want to chime in on this conversation you're having here.
Yeah.
I'm sitting back here. I'm like, yeah, you know how you talk mess to the phone. Yeah, hello. And I was doing that, but I had a lot
you
of noise in my brain.
My daughter,
I was helping her make a cake, so we had to mix her mix in it, so I couldn't plug in earlier. But I want to say that, yeah, it is this time for I have a 12-year-old, so I see it. Like, there's a lot of things that happen and during school. She come home and she tell me this and she tell me that. She tell me, oh, she has, last year, sixth grade.
Okay.
And she opened up a club. She came home with a paper. I said, I need you to sign this because I want to start a club on bullying.
Wait. Give me 1 minute, Mama B. We got to take a break and it's getting ready to cut us off in 2 seconds.
So everyone, okay, we're going to take our break. We'll be right back after this. We're going to continue the discussion, and we're going to go right back to Momo B.
So why don't you take a phone call on the break? It's about to start. Why
you know what? Just let the break come to the break.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rowell Show and the serious side of The Jay Rowell Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're heading to Riverdale, Illinois, just south of Chicago. Police is asking for the public's help to find a 7-year-old boy missing from that area. His name is Darnell Dominique Anderson, who was last seen on Monday. Flyers with Darnell's picture were passed out to train commuters in the area on Tuesday. If you have any information on his whereabouts, please call the Riverdale Police Department at 708-841-2203. Once again, that number is 708-841-2203, or you can contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678. Once again, that number is 1-800-843-5678. For more details on this story, you can go to www.myfoxchicago.com, where you can get the full story and all the information. We pray for young 7-year-old Darnell Anderson, and we hope that he's returned home safe to his family. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me?, all you have to do is get in contact with us. You can call into the show if you're listening to it live at 347-850-1272 and leave the information with Mr. Elias, or you can go to our Facebook page, to the TGRS Radio Network, and leave the information there. You can contact me direct on Facebook, or you can send us an email at thejrileshowandlive.com. That's thejrileshowandlive.com. Pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Rowell. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Because the next face you see
may be a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is Mom Delita Donis with your fitness and health tip for the week. Do you ever have a bleak day when nothing seems to go right? Are you ever overwhelmed by all the things you must do before you can even think about the things you like to do? When thoughts of gloom and frustration overcome you, stop. Stop right where you are. Take out a piece of paper or open a new document on your computer and write down 10 things for which you are most thankful for. Keep writing until you have at least 10. Once you're done, your outlook will likely begin to change. But keep going and do one other thing. For each item you've listed, think of a specific action you can take immediately which will express your appreciation. Perhaps it's something you can do in return for someone else, or perhaps it is something which will make better use of a blessing you already have. Give power and vigor to the good things already in your life, and you'll bring more good things into your life. Fight the gloom and despair by energizing your abundance. This fitness tip can be found at www.fitnessmagazine.com.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Rowell Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was,
Even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back to the second half of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network. Sorry about my absence, but the phone went out, and I knew it would, but I'm back. If you're just now joining us, we have Dr. Crystal Delia and Resista, and maybe possibly Momo B might join us later.
And I'm right here. What do you mean later?
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. You was gone when I appeared.
Yeah, right? How are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. So, okay. The three of you, catch me up. What did I miss?
Okay, I just stepped on the scene, and I was sharing how my daughter, she's in the seventh grade. She's entering into the seventh grade. She's 12 years old. And last year, she came to me with a paper that I had to sign because she wanted to create a club about against bullying. And I was just like, wow, it was such a big step that I thought she took. Because she wanted to create it herself, meaning she was going to get the people together. She went talking to people. Yeah, I know, you know, I know you're scared to talk about it, but you need to join the club because this is how you're going to get over it. I mean, she went above and beyond, really stepping to these kids. Because she said, I either gotta get them into this club or I'm going to have to keep sticking up for them. That was her excuse.
Wow.
For making the club. I had to laugh at that one. I said, oh, Lord, this girl, I don't know what I'm going to do with her. But I was so proud of her for taking that step. Another thing I wanted to mention is that the peer pressure is 10 times more than it was when we were growing up. And I said it because if you was different from other kids back in my day, yeah, maybe one person would pick on you out of the group. You know, one person would treat you like crap. The other people had, we got things to do. I ain't got no time to be bothering you, you know?
Right.
But nowadays,
right.
It's like everybody wants to bother the outsider. Like, everybody mm-hmm. is like their mission to make you feel bad. And I think that is so horrible. And they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to deal with it. And it's not like it's just a few people. Even, or in any case, if you're overweight, now this was something that didn't happen back in our day. Even if you're not sexually active at a young age, they'll pick on you for that. They'll talk about you for that. Imagine trying to handle that. Okay, my mom, my dad, they tell me I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that, I should do this, go down this route. But every day you get picked on at school because you're not doing it. You get teased because you're not doing it. You get talked about or put down because you're not doing it. And you say, okay, look, I'm just going to do it. And that could be the start of the end. Just as
simple. Right. Yeah.
And it's so sad.
What's even more sad about it is because we, as an older generation, we didn't grow up with the stress and the pressures like these kids are facing today. We parents, we have to educate ourselves so that we know, or so that we'll be able to talk to our kids about, you know, what they might be facing at school or on Facebook, on the social media, which is scary for us because we really don't know what they're going through. All we have is their words. And that's why I keep saying, you know, it's so important for us to listen to them and not just, you know, just dismiss it as, oh, you know, that's just part of growing up. Because, like you mentioned, what our kids are going through today, totally different from when we were growing up. Totally different. These kids today are vicious. They
yes.
are outright mean.
The extent, they just keep going and keep going and keep going. It's like every day thing you got to go through. But back in our day, you would tease somebody. It's just that happened, what you did. But, I mean, you would just tease them a little bit, and then if they started crying, like, oh, she's going to go tell. Let's move away. But these people, the next day, it's every day. It's an everyday thing. We didn't do that like that every day. That's crazy. We got other things to do. We were trying to get in some trouble and find something. And we ain't got no time to be teasing these people. Well, I know I did. I don't know about everybody else. I ain't got no time to be teasing nobody, making nobody cry. I got things to do. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to be at two places at one time. The library. really want to be. That was all on my mind. Like, oh, my God, I got to figure this out. I ain't got no time to be bothering nobody. Shoot. But nowadays, yeah. it's like that's the thing to do. Like, okay, mm-hmm. this is what we're going to do. On the bus to school. It's a 20-minute ride. Instead of trying to do your homework, check each other's notes. Y'all want to tease a little sixth grader in the front of the bus. What? Who does that? Like, come on.
Right? And, you know, like Dr. Prince was mentioning, you know, all these kids today, they have the smartphones, the iPhones, the Galaxy. A second.
Right.
It only takes a second for them to take a picture, snap a picture, or say something about someone and post it on the social media network. The whole world knows it. They be doing it right there in the classroom. Right there in the classroom,
yep.
in front of the teacher. Texting.
Mm-hmm.
Sending pictures back and forth. The teacher's up there trying to teach a lesson.
Some of them be trying to teach a lesson. Some of them don't be doing jack. I'm going to tell you this story real quick. My son, when I first, it was like, I don't know, maybe he was in high school, that was for sure. So maybe he was a freshman in high school. I bought him a camera, his first camera. Okay, so this boy was taking the camera to school, and the camera got a recorder on it. And he would take it to school and record stuff. Now, and then he would come home and be like, oh, Mom. Oh, one time he came and said, Mom, look at this. Check this out. So he played me recording. And the first one he played was two girls arguing in class, right? That's what he played me. He's like, look.
Uh-huh.
So I watched it. And I'm like, okay, two girls arguing. No big deal. But what I did tell him about that is you better stop recording stuff because if something pop off, they're going to come to you because you got it on tape and you don't want to be the middle or none of that. He didn't listen to me, okay? So he went on recording. That was his thing. He was the freaking NBC News up in that, please. So he was recording everything. So the next recording he showed me, he said, look, I'm going to let you see this. Okay, so he let me see a recording of, it was a girl and a guy arguing, cursing each other out, up and down. And then you hear somebody say, will y'all shut the F up? So then that was just a voice. You didn't see that person talking their crap. If y'all don't shut the F up, So I'm like, well, who was the person keep saying shut the F up? He said, oh, that was the teacher. I said, what? Yeah, the teacher was going to shoot him. Even though if I was a teacher, I probably would, I don't know if I would say it. I probably would because this teacher felt no way of saying it. But I could not believe that was a teacher. And I said, well, what are you doing? Because she was just sitting in the background saying, shut the F out. Where's shut the F out? I was like, oh, my goodness. And so he said, yeah, that was the teacher. And I said, what's her name? And he's like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't tell you because you might get her in trouble. That's my favorite teacher. I'm like, oh, my God,
wow.
This is a damn teacher in the class talking like this? Not to mention, there was not one time when she got up and came over there and separated them or broke it up. She just sat there in the corner yelling, shut the F up. And I said, what was she doing? He said, oh, she was reading the paper.
Oh, okay.
I said, for real? And then he tried to cover it up by saying, oh, it was free period and blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
I bet
uh-huh.
he's a social studies teacher or something, but he wouldn't give me no more information when he saw I was getting all upset. So, yeah, we got to watch out for these teachers, too, because some of these teachers be letting people get away with murder all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time my daughter have a problem, I say, where's the teacher? Oh, I told the teacher, but the teacher just told us both to just sit out. You can't keep telling these kids just to sit out. If there's a problem going on, I know sometimes teachers hear it all day long, but you got to be, you know, you got to really think about who's telling you this. What are the students? Who are they? Because if you know the student's personality, you know, okay,
mm-hmm.
there must be a problem
mm-hmm.
here. Or this person never says anything when she comes. I can't say, okay, go sit down. No, you got to really look into it. Some teachers are just not smart. They hear it all day long, and that's a no reaction. Go sit down.
Yeah. I know when I was
some
doing
of
my...
Them.
Okay, go ahead, Richard. What were you going to say?
Some of these teachers, sadly enough, don't care.
Because they're so stressed out themselves. I know when I was going to get my teacher's certification, I was actually taking classes, we actually had to take a class on how to be more in tune with our students because of the bullying and because of so many kids not having that family foundation anymore because of both parents working. So now the teachers in the classroom have that added responsibility of trying to get to know students on a more personal level without overstepping their boundaries. Well, you do have those teachers that they do overstep the boundaries and they get too personal. That's a, that's a whole different level. But now, you know, even in the class, they were saying how you have to watch your students, look for the signs of the students that might not be getting the attention that that they need from home, because those are the ones that are going to eventually try to get attention some other way, and they become the bully. Or you might have that those students that they're getting picked on at home, they're getting harassed at home, they're being abused at home, and they don't know how to release that kind of stress or tension, so they take it out on their peers. It's a lot that even teachers in the classroom, and sadly, you know, Momo B, like you mentioned, you just have those teachers, they just don't care.
you gotta be like a therapist, have a degree to be a teacher. You gotta have because it's so much. You can't just sit up there and teach. Okay, especially out of the book. Okay, page 4, let's go. This and this and this and write down. And then, okay, did you get it? Everybody in the back talking. And okay, guys, hello, pay attention up here. No, there's something going on. You got to be able to get into their head. So much more than being able to read from a book, examples. It's bigger than that. And I feel sorry that teachers don't get paid what they should. I think they should get paid a lot more. And then you separate the people who really care from the people who don't. Because if you can't cut it, I'm paying you more. Now I'm going to see your performance. And if you're not performing, then you got to go.
Right.
Some people just go to school. I have a friend that's a teacher. And I was so shocked when she told me she was a teacher. I couldn't believe it. I grew up with her. I'm like, there's no track between what we was doing growing up that led me to believe that you would ever become a teacher. And she said, yeah, I guess some is off.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, okay. And that was her. That was the only reason why she's a teacher to this day. Cause she's like, her some is off. And as far as what kind of teacher she is, I don't think she's a pretty good one, for reasons I'm not going to mention. But if you're still doing now what we was doing back in our day, and you're trying to teach somebody kids, you can't be that good. That's just my opinion.
Wow.
Wouldn't be teaching mine. Not if I knew about it. I mean, I don't know what my child's teacher is doing when they get home. They might be doing the same thing, but hey, shit, I don't know.
A good example that I can give is 2 days ago on the news, this one school here in Florida is being investigated because a fifth grader for 2 days was walking around the school with a gun in his backpack.
A student
went and told the teacher. The teacher didn't do anything about it. The student went to the assistant principal and the principal, and the whole administrative staff, they didn't do anything. They didn't believe the student. Come to find out, this child did have a gun in the backpack. Fifth grader now, and he was planning on, you know, whatever he was planning on using the gun. So now this whole school is under investigation. They fired the principal, the assistant principal, and the teacher because they didn't take it seriously enough. That right there, stuff like that, you have to be in tune. When you have a student come to you and say, you know what, I have word that so-and-so might be carrying a weapon or a gun, don't just go, don't be lying. Don't be telling lies like that. You need to investigate. Look and see if there's any truth to it.
You got to find out.
Shoot, you got to find out. In this world of Columbine, you better.
Yes. Yes.
This ain't, you know.
Lord. Did we lose Dr. Princess Odelia?
Oh, yeah, she's been gone.
No, I'm here. Did they unmute me? I'm here.
Oh, hi, Dr.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. But you know what? Oh. We have to go. It looks like we have to go to a break.
I've been saying stuff the whole time. I even sent Jay a message. I'm like, hello, I'm mute. I mean, like, I'm here. My phone died for 2 seconds.
Jeez. You're wrong for that. You were getting ready to go to the break, and you're going to unmute your phone right at the break.
That is so
mean. I was watching TV.
That is so mean.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, tonight's 3-minute commentary is not about me or a particular topic. It's about an effort to save a young 3-year-old. A young girl in Delaware is battling a rare kidney disease and desperately needs a transplant and a donor. Jordan Maddox is in the end stage of kidney failure. Her mother is trying to spread the word to help her little girl. This beautiful, bubbly 3-year-old has been an inspiration to her mother. She teaches me strength. It's not about how big you are or how strong you are. You know, strength is all within, said her mother, Taylor Burton. Even before Jordan was born, she needed every ounce of her strength. Her mother says doctors diagnosed the Georgetown, Delaware toddler with a potential deadly disease that causes low-functioning cyst-filled kidneys. She wasn't expected to live long after she was born. We are passing her around, saying goodbye to her because we were just told, like, she's not going to make it. There's nothing we can do, Burton said. Pictures show Jordan after surgery Friday morning for the past 17 days. Her mother says Jordan has been at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia undergoing hemodialysis in a final effort to filter the little girl's blood. Her mother says she is in desperate need of a kidney transplant. A living donor is, it lasts longer in her body. It's better for her. It's more accepted by her body, Burton says. In a video, her mother says to her daughter, I got this. I got this, little Jordan says back. Burton teaches her daughter daily to continue to fight as she waits for a donor. Family and friends have taken to Facebook and Twitter using hashtag Team Jordan, that's J-O-R-D-Y-N, to bring awareness to the 3-year-old girl's plight, hoping that someone would give this ailing little girl the gift of life. I understand that my child is not the only one that needs a kidney, and I understand that she's not the sickest person that needs a kidney. And I just want to raise awareness, inspire people to take action, Burton says. Her daughter is on the transplant list. She's hoping that time doesn't run out. If you'd like to support Jordan or help her out, just go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Scroll down, you will find her story there. Click on the story. You can also go to myfoxphilly.com and find the story as well. Pray for this family. And I just, man, you know, it's just a sad situation when a young person has to fight for their lives. So innocent. What would you do if you were in that situation? I just don't know. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
out. We're 3 minutes out from closing our show, so very quickly, let's go around the table. Rich Sister, any last closing comments you'd like to make?
Definitely let's do our part to take care of our kids, parents. You gotta make the time. I know times are tough with finances, but you know, you just gotta get your priorities in order. And first and foremost, your family needs to come first. First and foremost, you know. Nobody's going to care more about your kid than you are, so get your priorities straight.
Momo B, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Yes. Keep the lines of communication with your children open. Just like we want to sweat, chase, and follow our mates around looking for something, give that attention to your children. Let them know you're there. Let them know that you see them and you appreciate them and they can talk to you. That's all they want, somebody to talk to. Don't be so mean.
Amen.
I gotta give you amen for that one on Mobile.
Right.
Now, they in a minute went ready to tell they man in a minute. But don't give a hoot about their kid. I'm sorry, I had to give you amen on that one.
Well, thank you. I accept your amen.
That's crazy. But that's so true and sad. They be willing to chase a man for a minute.
Yep,
a minute.
Absolutely.
Let somebody tell them they saw their man as hooked up on some other woman. They in their car in a flash, but don't care about their kid. Sorry, I had to go. So, sorry, you took me
that's
on
okay.
that
that's
one.
Okay.
Sorry.
Dr. Prince is up there.
Am I on mute?
No, you got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. That's why he did that on purpose. Okay.
I know he did.
I just want to say, first of all, Jay, next time watch your fucking shop and pay attention to the board, dude. Second of all, I like to say that if
Uh-oh.
Yeah, me. Hello. Okay, you know what? That's okay. It's time for us to build a community. It does take a village to raise a family. And we have to realize that because without the village, our families are going by the wayside, and we cannot afford that. So let's get involved. Let's get involved in a loving way and pray for wisdom to be revealed to us. That's what it's going to take for us to change this next generation.
There
I
you
love
go.
You all.
We love
oh,
you too.
Tomorrow, there's
note.
A free seminar in Detroit. Free seminar, Tower Center, Credit and Business Development. Don't forget it. 12 to 3 p.m. 444-9691. Thank you very much.
Put it on the Facebook. And on that note, we are going to say goodnight. Thank you, Momo B. Thank you, Rich Sister, for joining us tonight.
All
everyone
right.
Have a good night. And we'll see you next Friday. Love you all. Bye.
Love
good
you.
Night.
I want to think about love you, John Corey. Love you, Betty. Love you, Momo B. Love you, Mom, too, little daughter.
Love you, too.
Love you all. Love you, Jay.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.